Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late, great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichron Lebracha. Today, we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We're going to complete Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And we're going to complete it on somewhat of a low note as we will find the end of the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech and Perek Lamed Aleph. And so we begin with Bnei Yisrael getting ready to fight the battle. Achish, of course, as you remember, the king of Gad, had sent David HaMelech home. And so the Plishtim were ready to go ahead and battle. Plishtim, Nilchamim b'Yisrael. The Plishtim were fighting with the Jewish people. So Rashi says we're returning back to that previous topic that we took a break from yesterday. So the Plishtim are fighting with Israel. So what happened? The people of Israel ran away from the Plishtim, and many died there on Har Gilboa, on Mount Gilboa. And so Vayidbeku Plishtim Eshol Vesbanov. So the Plishtim went ahead and they overtook Shaul and his sons. They killed Yehonasan and Avinadav and Malkishua, Shaul's sons, who were used to going to battle, as opposed to Ishbosheth, who will meet soon, who is apparently too frail, says the Radak. And the battle was very heavy upon Shaul, and the archers found him, and he was very frightened because of them. In other words, his sons were killed. The weight of the battle now fell onto him, says Mitzudas David, and they started to stalk him. And he was very afraid, because he was afraid that he was going to suffer. He said to his weapon bearer, "Do me a favor and take out your sword and stab me." They let these Arelim come along and ruin me, Besalalubi, and mock me. And the Kalim was very afraid. He didn't want to go against the word of Hashem by killing Mashiach Hashem, says Mitzudos David. So Shaul took the sword and he fell on it. Does that mean he committed suicide? How could Shaul HaMelech, the great Mashiach Hashem, be able to commit suicide? That will be today's subject of Nachyomi, a deeper look. So when his Nosei Kalim saw that Shaul died, right, then he also pulled out his sword and he killed him. Now, we're going to see tomorrow, when we start Shmuel Bet, that there's going to be some Amaleki who claims to have killed Shaul. Now, he wanted to maybe show that he did that, and it could also be that Shaul was near death. But the Pasuk tell us that we only know about Shaul, and not about the Amaleki. Everybody was out at the battle that day. They all died together that day. So then all of a sudden the people all ran away from their cities, and the Plishtim came into the cities. So the next day they came to strip the bodies. And they found Shaul and his sons there dead on Har Gilboa. So they cut off his head. And they stripped him of his armor. And then they sent them around in the Eretz Plishtim to spread tidings, to let him know exactly what happened. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaros, the sheep god, and then they impaled his body on the wall of Beit Shan. In other words, his skull was impaled in the house of Dagon, as we'll see in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, and his body was hanging here. So the people of Yavish Gilad heard what happened to Shaul. So then the people of Yabesh Gilad heard, and they went all night, and they took their bodies from the walls of Beit Shan, and they burned them over there. In other words, they burned for them. What does that mean, they burned for them? That we say, Sarfan Alam Malachim. We do a burning ceremony. What do you burn? You burn all their objects. Also could be ketores, right? Whatever it was. Tosus Yantif in Masechta Pesachim explains that in order to allow the flesh to disintegrate prior to burial, that there is some sort of mechila that was done over here in order to have it happen. And that's what they did. And then they took their bones and they buried them under the tree in Yavesh, and they fasted for 7 days. So in commemoration of the 7 days which Nachash HaAmoni gave them, and after which Shaul delivered them from his hands, that was the way. It was out of gratitude that the people of Yavesh risked their lives to retrieve his body from the Plishtim. And with that, we close out Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and Be'ezus Hashem will find that at the end of the time of Shaul, it was now the time for the dawn of David, which we'll break up with when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.